40-Day Devotional. There is so much to learn aboard an aircraft carrier. Every day, those of us on board experience something new. These lessons learned are not only good for our physical protection, but when translated properly through the prism of Scripture, they can provide us with opportunities to grow spiritually. I have compiled a 40-day devotional guide to assist believers in their studies. Remember, there are wildernesses to conquer, and our barren times before God are important. Bloom where you're planted, and take advantage of where you are to pursue and develop spiritual truths. Again, remember to journal your journey. Day 1. The Flight Deck. Proverbs 11:14. Where no counsel is, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. During flight operations, the flight deck of a carrier is, by consensus, a dangerous place. Powerful jets take off and land at speeds approaching 150 miles per hour, sometimes as close as 40 seconds apart. Then there are large propellers twirling, and sailors must learn to dodge the frequent exhaust blast from the engines of these mighty aircraft. Thus, a sign is posted for all to see: authorized personnel only. There is only one way those that are foreign to that setting can survive: following persons that know the way. Wanting to experience all the sensations of sight, sound, and smell familiar to those who work on the flight deck, I looked for such an experienced person. I found him in the person of Master Chief Westmoreland. He agreed to be my guide, but only if I obeyed his every command. I learned firsthand the importance of those commands. Stand here, not there. Wait. Move now. Then, how to respond to the pressure of a firm hand to stop and kneel. By doing so, I easily missed the hot exhaust of a moving jet. As the Master Chief guided me, God must guide us, yet I had to yield to the Master Chief. So must we yield to God. Just as I was obedient to His commands, we must be attentive to God's commands to wait. Not now. Slow down. Proceed with caution. We must also learn to heed God's firm yet guiding hand to kneel and pray. May we respond as well to those whom experience demand we listen, according to your word. Remember, when in life's journey I need a guide, let your presence with me ever abide. Speak to my heart, my soul, my mind each day. In you, O Lord, I will trust, love, and obey. Questions to consider. How is your life like a flight deck? Have you prayed to God for guidance today? When necessary, have you asked spiritual leaders for guidance? Are you open to counsel from persons with spiritual expertise? Reflection for the day. Think just a few moments about what it means to heed the voice of God. Then, determine not to miss God's gentle yet firm guidance.